Hey you, come on in, and welcome to the Love Jesus podcast. This podcast was originally designed and scripted by my husband Zach and I. Why would we do this podcast? It's so simple, to share the love of Jesus with you and everybody who will listen. The vision of this podcast was real, relatable, and relevant information and conversations that are meant to empower you, inspire you, and guide you in the footsteps of Christ. And why would we do that? Here's why. It's so simple. Because the ultimate love story was signed, Love Jesus. Hey y'all, and welcome back to the Love Jesus podcast. Today we're picking up in Exodus 4, but the last episode we talked about Exodus 3 and how Moses is having this conflict with the Lord as the Lord is given direction for this mission. And Moses is still replying, I'm not qualified for this mission. I don't have what it takes to do this. And God continually reassures Moses that he has what it takes for this mission. So the text we're going to pick up with today is Exodus 4 and 10. And I'm going to read you the passage and then go back and make some notes and comments at per usual. So Exodus chapter 4 and verse 10 says this, but Moses pleaded with the Lord, O Lord, I'm not very good with words. I have never been, and I'm not now, even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied and my words get tangled. Verse 11 says, then the Lord asked Moses, Who makes a person's mouth? Who decides whether the people speak or do not speak? Whether they hear or do not hear, or see or do not see? Who decides, Xander?
God.
Yes, the Lord. Is it not I, the Lord? Verse 12 says, now go, and I will be with you as you speak. I will instruct you in what to say. Who's going to be with them, Noah?
Jesus.
Correct. Verse 13 says, Moses pleaded again, Lord, please send someone else. And verse 14 says, then the Lord became angry with Moses. All right, he said, what about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know he speaks well, and look, he is on his way to meet you now. He will be delighted to see you. In verse 15, it says, talk to him and put the words in his mouth. I will be with both of you as you speak, and I will instruct you both on what to do. Aaron will be your spokesman to the people, and he will be your mouthpiece. And you will stand in the place of God for him, telling him what to say. Verse 17, this is very important, says, and take up your shepherd's staff and use it to perform miraculous signs that I have shown you. Take up your what, Noah?
Your, Sean?
Shepherd's staff.
Shepherd's staff.
And use it to do what, Xander?
The Red Sea.
Well, that's true, but it says miraculous signs. So, picking up in verse 10, I just want to give you a few key things to think about as you go through your day today and tomorrow. As we go back into Exodus 4 and 10, we see now that three times Moses has protested. He is saying to the Lord, I cannot speak, I am clearly unqualified, and they won't believe me. So, what Moses did not know in this context is that our faults make us more relatable and our vulnerable moments make us human. So getting tongue-tied makes us relatable to those we're talking to. It makes us human and we have faults just like they have faults. And so being unable to public speak is okay. And the Lord had already factored that into this equation. He knew that Moses was qualified when he chose Moses to do this task. And God knew the story of Moses' shortcomings and his faults when he chose him. So he didn't just see Moses one day and say, well, I think I'll choose him. He's known if you read back into the beginning of Exodus, we can see throughout scripture that Moses was, he was one lucky dude. He was put in a basket. His mother put him in a basket to save him. He floats down a river. Now, come on now. How many baskets can stay afloat in a river, especially with wildlife and storms maybe? You know, it's just he's a lucky guy. He's blessed. And God clearly had a plan for him, even as his mother put him in that basket. So, in chapter 4, we're seeing Moses after he's married and tending his father-in-law's sheep. So, throughout his life, Moses is, he's a walking miracle. And God knew his faults and he knew his benefits when he chose him for this mission. In verse 11, we see that Moses is wrestling with the call of God. And it's so hard to wrestle with the call of God because the things that people think could come into play, maybe I'm not good enough, I don't speak well enough, I don't have enough, I'm not enough, but all these things are going through Moses' head, and the Lord's like, I got this. He's got this. He's continually saying, I'm going to go with you. I got this. It's not about you. And so he says in verse 13, Moses says to the Lord, he says, send someone else. Now, I'm just going to pause here at verse 13 where he says, send someone else, because I'm just going to speak to the choir, to some people who are listening, and say, when you feel the call of God, you instinctively respond, oh no, not me. I'm not the one. There's got to be somebody more qualified, more educated, etc. But again, just like we see here with Moses, God knew what he had and the faults he had and the benefits he had, the gifts he had, whenever he chose Moses. And so, you know, when we're struggling with the call of God, which I can actually speak to this personally because my husband and I, we're kind of dealing with some calling conversations with God right now. And the first thing that I always say to God whenever he is asking me to do something different or out of my element is, Lord, I don't have time. I don't know if I have any saints in the choir that know about that time management, but I don't have time. And I'm automatically, every time, I'm like, Lord, I don't have time. I do not have time. If you could add a couple daylight hours to every day and not take sleep, then I would have time. But currently, there's no time. But see, the Lord knows how much time we have. And so it's so silly that we even say that to him, because he knows. He knows the time we have, the time we waste, the priorities that we have and what we should have. And the call that he's given us does not hinge on the priorities which we have misplaced. So in verse 13, it tells us that Moses is now terrified. He's like, Lord, please, 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 please send somebody else. Sometimes the call of God sounds heavy because it is. It's too much for us to even understand. Our minds get overwhelmed and overloaded with it. But in verse 12, God is reiterating to Moses again, I will be with you. I will go with you. Why is this significant? Because he knew Moses could not do this task within himself, but within Christ, he could do all things. So he keeps assuring Moses, and I think that Moses is missing the mark. He's not thinking about what God's saying, but he's saying, I'm going with you, as in, I'm going to do these things. I'm going to liberate my people using you. So in verse 17, I'm going to paraphrase. Say this with me. Well, you know, not out loud. If you're in a public place, that would be interestingly odd. But in your mind, stick it to it. The staff is important. The staff is important. In verse 17, God says, take your staff and use it. Period. Mic drop. Take your staff and use it. The significance of this staff is so important because throughout Scripture, this staff is used as a means of support. I'm going to say that again for the folks on the back row. This staff is used as a means of support. A shepherd uses his staff to direct and guide sheep, but also for physical support when walking up a steep terrain. But more importantly, this staff and support was being used to give Moses a forward boost of confidence. This staff was a tangible object that Moses associated with the power of God. Much like, and this is where we get, you know, conviction here, but much like our Bibles today, Moses was given a staff that represented power and support from God in this mission. We were given Bibles. You have a tangible object that you can get your hands on at any time in this day and age. In 2025, you can get a Bible app, you can get a Google Bible, you can get a tangible Bible, you can get a King James, you can get an NIV, you can get a New King James. You can get the Bible in so many variations, but it's so available to you. So Moses was given this staff for support and a tangible means of power, of support and power from God, and we were given a Bible. So with that being said, in conclusion to today's podcast, in verse 17, it says, God says, take your staff and use it. If you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this. Take your Bible and use it. Father, we thank you for this day. And we thank you, Lord, for every listener who's given us time and given you time to learn something new or grow together. I thank you, Lord, for each positive thing that's happened today. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the cool fall breeze. And thank you, Lord, for the health of family and friends. And Lord, I just pray as we go through our day tomorrow that you would remind us to take up our Bible and use it, much like we've seen Moses use his staff for support and power when he needed it. Let us learn to use our Bibles as that support and power that represents you. And as always, Lord, we thank you that our favorite love story was signed, Love, Jesus.